Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Victoria up to 32 today, Johannesburg 30 and Mbombela 34.
In Modafontein, traffic lights are working at Laurie Road.
Black Business Unity has labelled as unfair the move by government to force owners of spaza shops to register their businesses. The deadline of December 13 for the registration of spaza shops is fast approaching. Last week, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula said a total of 51,000 spaza shops had been registered, with 800 closed due to non-compliance. Black Business Unity founder Lebogang Moloi says it needs to be taken into account that spaza shops are not formal businesses.
The main aim of that shop is for a survivalist. It's not even an entrepreneur. So those people are not supposed to be forced to register because they are not even business people. They don't intend to own franchises and all of that.
The City of Tshwane is urging residents of Mamelodi and surrounding areas to store enough water for household purposes before a planned water supply interruption scheduled for tomorrow. The Metro spokesperson Lindela Mashigo says the Department of Water and Sanitation will carry out planned maintenance work of control valves at the Mamelodi R4 reservoir zone. He says the essential work is scheduled for 8 hours from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Unfortunately, the following areas will experience a water supply interruption: Transport, Gem Valley, Bloemfontein, Mahube Valley, Mamelodi, Nooit Gedacht, as well as Pienaarspoort. The City of Tshwane apologizes for the inconvenience that may be encountered during this planned water interruption.
Transport Minister Barbara Creasy will visit the Limbombo border post today. The board has been grappling with outbreaks of protests against contested election results in Mozambique. Disgruntled Mozambicans are unhappy about the victory of Frelimo Party, which has been in power for almost 50 years. This has resulted in the temporary closure at times of the South African port. The department's Colin Msibi.
This is part of the drive to heighten our road safety campaign in ensuring that, one, there's police visibility on the road, but there's also the enforcement of the laws of the country.
South Korea's opposition has accused the ruling party of staging a second coup by clinging to power and refusing to impeach President Yoon Suk-yeol over his declaration of martial law. Yoon plunged the country into political chaos with his attempt to scrap civilian rule, which lasted just 6 hours after lawmakers scuffled with soldiers in the parliament building and managed to vote the measure down, forcing Yoon into an embarrassing U-turn. And Australian breaker Rachel Gunn's legal team has stopped a musical parody about her journey to the Paris Olympics from taking the stage. It was due to debut on Saturday in Sydney, but Australian comedian Steph Broadbridge was forced to cancel the show after lawyers sent a cease and desist letter saying that the Olympian owned the dance moves. I'm Marius van der Walt with Nies Hierdie Uur. Die Black Business Unity organisasie sê is onregverdig om die eienaars van spaza winkels te verwag om te registreer.
This is 30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop.
This is what we do
on Jacaranda FM.